Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 4 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is His Word and His Presence. Kenneth Matthews said, "The Word of God reveals God's will for His people, and His presence enables them to achieve His purpose." Our text today is Joshua 1, 8 through 9. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God centered His command to be strong and courageous around a commitment to the book of the law. Joshua 1:8 gives a threefold approach to God's word. First, this book shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, we should keep speaking God's truth from His word. You cannot regularly speak God's word from your mouth if you don't constantly have God's word in your heart. Thus, the next statement is, you shall meditate on it day and night. The word for meditate means to groan or utter. When you meditate on God's word, you say it repeatedly in your mind and contemplate it deeply in your heart. If you keep your mind fixed on His word and constantly speak His truths to your heart, then you will be careful to obey it. So, the third step is to obey God's word with your life. The process is as follows. Speak God's word consistently because you meditate on it regularly and you will obey it faithfully. When this happens, God says that you will prosper spiritually and have good success in your Christian life. Max Lucado stresses how essential God's word is to every believer. Like you and me, Joshua had a Bible. His Bible had 5 books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and at least portions of Deuteronomy, which were carried alongside the Ark of the Covenant. But it wasn't enough for Joshua to possess the Scriptures. God wanted the Scriptures to possess Joshua. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." This was God's command to the commander of Israel. Though he was the unquestioned 5-star general of the army, Joshua was subject to God's law. God did not tell him to create law or invent statutes, but to be regulated by what was written. God didn't command Joshua to seek a spiritual experience, pursue a personal revelation, or long for goosebumps-giving emotion. God's word to him is His word to us. Open the Bible. The Bible is the most important tool in our spiritual growth. We can say this with confidence because of the good work of Greg Hawkins and Kelly Parkinson. In the research of their book, Move, they set out to find key factors for spiritual growth. They asked the same question that we are asking. How do we move out of the wilderness into Canaan? Out of weak faith into life-giving faith? Their study was conducted by an independent market research firm. The secular company had no agenda other than to earn their fees by accurate analysis. They surveyed people in 1,000 churches, and what they discovered raised the eyebrows of at least 1,000 pastors. Nothing has a greater impact on spiritual growth than reflection on Scripture. If churches could do only one thing to help people at all levels of spiritual maturity grow in their relationship with Christ, their choice is clear. They would inspire, encourage, and equip their people to read the Bible. The key to spiritual growth is not increased church attendance or involvement in spiritual activities. People don't grow in Christ because they're busy at church. They grow in Christ when they read and trust their Bibles. In verse 9, God reminded Joshua of his presence with the statement, "God is with you wherever you go." God declared to him that he didn't have to walk this journey alone. We find our ability to be strong and courageous in his word and in his presence. God's presence abides with those who obey his word. Dale Ralph Davis adds the following. Joshua is not told to grit his teeth and build up his courage on his own. He is to be strong only because Yahweh is with him. Yes, we have his promise, and we have his power, and we have his word, but we also have him. He is with us every step of the way. You don't have to face your giants anymore. You don't have to get to your promised land by yourself. You don't have to conquer your addictions in a solo journey. God is with you. His name is Emmanuel. You can be strong and courageous because he is right there. Questions. In what ways are you speaking God's word consistently? Here are a few suggestions. Reciting scripture out loud. Listening to scripture on an app. In what ways are you meditating on God's word regularly? Here are a few suggestions. Reading the same passage of scripture over and over a certain time. Memorizing scripture. Journaling your thoughts about a passage of scripture. Are you a doer of God's word? If so, in what ways? How does knowing God is there give you the strength and courage to obey his word? Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, again for your word. Thank you for these passages that remind us of your presence and power in our lives. I pray today that you would continue to empower us to meditate on your word consistently, such that we can be more and more like you. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.